Back during the boom, there was so much work in construction, building houses. Immigrant day laborers were hired. Now, though, those jobs have dried up. In Seattle, day laborers who once flowed into the city from south of the border, well, they're now heading north to Canada in search of work. From member station KUOW, Liz Jones reports.
The mid-morning sun is just burning off the chill at Casa Latina's day labor center in downtown Seattle. About 80 Latino men crowd toward the front gate, eager for work. A truck has just pulled up. The driver wants to hire two men for landscaping. A manager named Sylvan Gonzalez sends off two guys, the only ones to land jobs so far today.
Yeah. Kind of slow today, huh?
Yeah, it's very slow. It's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesdays, always the work is slow. What I can do? Nothing. Huh?
A few months ago, about 60 people a day found jobs here. Work always falls off in winter, but never this much. Several men who worked straight through last winter say now they're lucky to find work one day a week.
The people say they want to go back to Mexico because the work is slow, you know. The family need money.
While some head south, others head toward a different border, Canada.
And we went up soon in Canada.
It's a good option to go to Canada. I think there's lots of work in construction, especially with the Olympic Games coming.
Manuel Garcias Quintana is 40 years old. He spent last winter in Canada. He'll always remember his first day there.
How could I forget? My first impression was how expensive it was. I went to Walmart and saw the prices. It was tremendous. That really struck me.
It was easy for Manuel to find jobs there. He'd just show up at construction sites and ask.
Particularly over the past 3 or 4 years as the economy heated up, there has been a real demand.
Wayne Papert heads the Building and Construction Trades Council for Canada's BC and Yukon territories.
The day labor workforce, or the workforce as you might call the undocumented workforce, certainly that is getting ever more present here in the Lower Mainland.
Many workers migrated north with hopes of finding work related to the Olympics. Anticipation of the upcoming Games sparked a wave of new projects, both in infrastructure development and housing. But Papert warns that work is on the downswing, and the global recession is starting to take a toll. He offers some cautionary advice to day laborers who have their sights set on Canada.
I'd make sure that you got enough money to get up here and take a look around and get back home, if you have a home to go to. The situation is rapidly deteriorating here. I don't think it's going to get much better in the next year or so, at least 2 years.
Back at Casa Latina, a worker named Oscar Romero has heard good and bad stories about Canada. To him, it's just not worth the risk.
Well, I'd like to go and see it for myself, but I don't think I will. I've heard of some guys who went there and ended up sleeping on the street. They didn't know where to go. Some guys went and came back in just a few days. I don't think the situation is going to last long here in the United States, the most powerful country in the world.
The economic downturn has hit Oscar hard. Without a job, he couldn't pay rent on his apartment. Now he sleeps at a shelter. That's a trend Casa Latina managers have recently seen with more of their workers. I wander across the gravel courtyard to chat with Manuel, the guy who went to Canada last year. He plans to go back to Vancouver in February.
Canada los espera con los brazos abiertos.
Manuel grins and declares, Canada waits for us with open arms. I tease him that he sounds like a Canadian.
Oh, de veras. Gracias.
He says he hopes to one day. But out here, for now, Manuel keeps his travel plans under wraps. He's afraid if the other guys find out, they'll all bug him to come along when he heads back across the border. For NPR News, I'm Liz Jones in Seattle.